Hi, this is Deepak.
And I'm Simran.
Welcome to the Brand Podcasters Show, where we discuss, teach, and analyze all about branding, marketing, and of course, podcasting. Let's get started. Hi, Simran.
Hi, Deepak.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good as well. So, what are we going to talk about today?
So, today we are going to talk about another most important step of pre-production, that is scripting, which is mostly overlooked, or I can say the most time-consuming part of a pre-production phase, right? So, let's talk about scripting now.
Also, one of the trickier aspects of podcasting.
Exactly.
You know, people have this vision in their mind that just pick up a mic and start having a conversation and everything will happen on its own, which is often not the case. You have to have some bit of preparation, right?
Yes, and that's what pre-production is, right? So that's an important step of pre-production, that is writing a script. And writing a script, or I'll say preparing for a script in itself, is a trickier aspect, because in sometimes you don't want to be more robotic. And if you don't write a script, it becomes some unstructured thing. So you have to find a middle way every time, right?
That is true, Simran. And I think in that regard, what we should do is look at podcasts as two different genres. One of them are these story-based narratives, in which you definitely need to have a pretty well-fleshed-out script, right? Because your voiceover artist needs it, your sound effects artist would need it. And the other genre are the interview-based podcasts, where you can likely go by with a semi-fleshed out guideline kind of a script. But in both cases, you do need some sort of a scripting process in your pre-production.
Yes, Deepak, you said it right, because for storytelling, or I'll say the interview-based, they both are some different kind of genre for podcasting. And the requirement is very different from each other. So let's talk about interview-based, or I'll say that is the semi-scripted thing. So I think for that, the requirement is totally different. For the most important step is to get familiar with the guest or the topic which we're going to talk about on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. I think guest research is the primary lever around which your script will revolve. And knowing as much as you can about the guest, and obviously keeping in the back of your mind who your audience is, that those two combined will give you some sort of a rough roadmap for your scripting process.
Yes, and getting familiar with the guest and the target audience makes your conversation very smooth, because you're very well aware of the other person whom you're talking, right? So that becomes a more of friendly conversation, or I'll say you can extract more in that case.
Yes, but also understand that when you have a guest in front of you and that person feels that you know at least something about him, that changes the whole tonality of the conversation. Now, contrast this with having a complete stranger in front of you, right? In that case, you won't be able to structure your questions. You won't be able to even ask relevant follow-up questions. So all of it would be a very plain vanilla, do you know this? Do you do this? How do you do this? And yes and no kind of an question-answer session. If you want to have a very engaging kind of a conversation or an interview, you need to know as much about the guest as you can. And for that, I usually recommend having at least two steps in your research process. And what you can call a primary step, a primary research and a secondary research. The primary research is having a short call with the guest himself prior to the interview, asking him or her about their journey, about their career, about their vision, their thought process. What exactly do they stand for? And the secondary research part comes from just going on Google and seeing their press releases, other interviews, and then eventually combining both of them. So in your experience, which of these two methods, the primary research, which is talking to the guest himself or herself, and the secondary research, which is going on online or looking at media news articles, which of these two do you focus on more?
I focus on both of them, but I'll just change the order. First, I do, if I have an interview, I'm interviewing an author, then what I do is I do a kind of research on Instagram, Google, LinkedIn, or somewhere else. Then I find about, okay, this is the author, this is what he's doing, and this is what is currently, you know, he's active or she's active on. Then I go on the Google for the websites or for some articles, whether it is on any kind of site or its own press release or something like that. Then I read about that. Then after that, I schedule a call with them so that I can have a better understanding about what the other person is talking about or he's explaining about, because I have a brief about it.
Yeah, makes sense. I think even prior to your first warm-up call or the short call, the primary research call, you would need some background about the guest.
Yes.
And that, I think, would also have been done when you were scheduling the guest. I think even prior to this short portion of researching, even when you were scheduling the guest, even at that time, you would have had some sort of a basic research done of who that person is.
Exactly. Because only after that, we come to know that whether we need that person or is he going to be an interesting guest for our show.
Interesting. And have you found value in asking the guest to write their own bio?
Yes, because like I said, in our podcast, what we do, we ask our guest or the author, or let's say the owner of a company, which I'm talking about, he or she will be the best person to talk about herself, himself, or about the company, or about the book in which he's totally invested, right? So if I talk to my guest to explain or to please tell about her bio, then they are the best person to explain themselves. What are they doing? What were they doing? Why are they doing? And that's the vision behind it. So that becomes very easy for me as well as for the listeners to understand the, you know, all about our guest.
Right. And so let's say these two steps, the primary research and the secondary research, or in your case, you do the secondary first and then the primary research. Both of them have been completed.
Yes.
Then what is the next step in your pre-production process?
Like we schedule a call for the meeting and all, for the interview and all. Then we.
But do you actually write structured questions in your notebook or in your notepad? So or is it more like a fluid guideline in your mind that this is what I'm going to ask? Or do you actually have structured questions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And anything else which comes out of it?
Okay. In my case, it's a mixture of both of things. I do have a set of questions. And whenever I have an interview scheduled, what I do is I write down the name, the book, and whether it's fiction or nonfiction or anything which is important, which I think I need to keep in mind. And the set of questions, like I say, 8 questions. So I always have that thing in my notebook under the name of the guest, right? And I also plan out, the introduction for a guest if I'm having a podcast. I don't write it, but I plan out in my head. So whenever I start, I do it like that. And I always ask the first initial question which I have written. And I then don't have to look into my book and see, okay, what is the next question or something. Then the conversation flows automatically. But if the things are not working enough, I'm not getting the interesting answers or something like that, it's being, okay, cut, stop, while these things are happening, then I look down and ask questions, okay, what else I can ask to extract more or grab more?
Yeah, no, this makes sense. And actually, this reminds me of two different styles of writing a book, right? So there are, I think it was Stephen King who said this, that there are some people who are like an architect. So they will plan everything, every single corner, every single design, and only then go to the first step of construction. And then there are those other writers who treat a book like a garden. So they will just sprinkle seeds and let it grow by itself. So I think in your case, what you're saying is that you allow the conversation to flow on its own, but if it meets a roadblock or you're getting very short or abrupt answers, then you fall back on your plan and ask questions which basically narrow down the conversation and guide it into a more coherent manner.
Yes, because if that what I plan is, it's only and only because if any time I don't want this to be boring, or let's say fall down immediately, because I'm ready for both the cases at that point of time. So anything happens, okay, I have questions. If you want to be conversation based, I can be a good person to talk then.
So for beginning podcasters, how many questions would you recommend to have as a backup? And how many is too many?
It totally depends upon the duration of a podcast. Like I see, not more than 25 or 30 minutes of a podcast, people don't like that more than 30 or 35 minutes of podcast. So if you're ready with your initial plan that and few questions, then 5 questions are more than enough. Right? So you don't have to drag, and in all those 5 questions, I think those 5 questions are enough to get all the information out. And if you're asking more than that, then it's, I think it's more of a friendly conversation that you know, just go on and talk. That's the kind of other thing.
No, I agree. I think more than 5, or when we reach towards 8, 10, then you're really pressing the conversation too hard.
Yes.
And it's difficult to find value into individual questions once that starts happening. But just on the point of questions, Simran, do you then share these questions with the guests, or you give them some sort of an idea? Okay, this is what I'm going to ask, or you let it be more natural, more fluid?
Yes, I do share these questions with my best guest, or I'll say I send them as a structure of our interview. Our interview will be based on few of the these aspects only, or somewhere related to your book or your achievement or something like that. So I do share the questions with my best guests so that they can get an idea about what we are going to talk about, or these are the questions, or these are few points they need to be get ready if I ask about, right? So the conversation is more of fun and not of thinking, oh, okay, I don't remember, was it like this or was it like that? So it's a flowing conversation then.
Interesting. And so let's jump to the story-based narratives. What is your scripting process for something like, for example, I know you do a podcast on bedtime stories.
Yes.
And you do a podcast on mythology. What is your process to script these kind of episodes?
You know, the first question about writing any script, whether it's bedtime stories or mythology or any other thing, is the most important two words, that is what and why. What I'm going to write about, what is the topic, and why I'm doing that. Is it to create a sleep story? Is it an informative story? Is it to entertain people? So why, what and why is the main concept behind writing a script? And that's where you get away. Okay, this is how you have to do, right? So if I'm clear with my what and why, then I think half of the work, that is 50% of the writing a script, is completed. Now, after that, it's creativity and things which you get through, and you have to write a script according to the demand.
And do you have a target word limit in your mind when you're scripting for these sort of stories, or you let it flow and you have a rough idea that it may be 10 minutes or 15 minutes, so this I maybe need 1,000 words or 2,000 words?
That comes under the duration, which is part of strategy or a theme, I'll say. When we create a strategy for any podcast or any script, we have a mind, we have few things in our mind. Okay, what will be the concept behind that? I said what, and why we are going to create it, and what is the duration behind it, and how long, and what particular timing of the podcast will be interesting, and after that it will get boring. So it totally depends upon the topic and for whom we are creating it, right? And then comes the theme. When we are set about, we are fine, or we are okay with the theme. Okay, this is what the theme is going to be about. Then comes the duration. Okay, on this topic, this time limit is enough. People can enjoy this, or I can be able to write or speak about for this long. It doesn't get boring. So yes, we keep in mind the duration part and then write the script.
Right. And in stories, you would also need some sort of, you know, those three-act structure. There is a beginning, and then there is a middle, and then there is a climax and an end, or the hero's journey. Because stories also need to be engaging within themselves. Right? In an interview-based podcast, you're at least limited or somewhat limited by your guest's answers. But the story is totally on your head. Right, whether it is engaging or boring, it is entertaining or exciting, or it is tragic or comedy, all of those are something which you have thought of before writing the story. Right? So is there a particular act or a particular structure in which you write stories? There is a beginning and a middle and an end, or you just let it flow according to the theme?
No, beginning, middle, or the ending is the most important part of story or writing any script. I'll say, even if you're writing a speech also, then you need a beginning, middle, and the ending. And if I talk about the podcast, it is the most important thing, because when you're doing visually, people can see and feel what is happening. But when you're doing on a podcast, which is an audio platform, okay, sound editor will do the work. You will add sound effects and that will kind of make the ambience or feel. But that is another aspect. If the listeners are not able to get the feel or the theme about what you're talking about, that is what we do in beginning. We create a theme, we create an ambience there, right? So you have to make it from your voice. You have to give that feel from your voice. If I'm talking about, I'm in a jungle. So My okay, I'm seeing a snake now, right? There's a big tree. So I have to create those things from my voice, the way of delivery. So beginning, I have to write it very particularly. Okay, this is what I'm seeing. This is how I'll create a scene. This is how I can jump to middle then. And then the things will flow, right? So beginning, middle, and ending is very important. And most importantly, you have to write that you are creating a podcast, an audio medium, not a visual medium where you can show people, okay, this is a tree, this is a fountain, this is grass, this is snake or something like that. So you have to create it and it has to be more particular.
Yeah, no, I think there are more limitations when it comes to audio.
Yes.
Even in a book, people can turn the page back. But in an audio medium, even that is hard.
Yes.
Right? And there is obviously no visual setting. So all that needs to be done has to be done by the strength of your words.
Yes.
And the vibration of your voice.
Correct.
But on that topic, Simran, do you think writing a story-based podcast and scripting an interview-based conversation, both of them are so different skills that it is rare a single person can do both? Or do you think it is doable depending on how much effort you put into it?
I think it's doable, right? In interviews, yes, you need research thing that requires a lot of time. And once you're done with your research, then recording a podcast or having a podcast is a thing which you'll enjoy, right? But if in my case, I talk about scripting, then scripting is the most time-consuming part, which will require most of your creativity. And if you have written your script by yourself, then it won't be a task for you to record it, because you have written what you felt at that point. You have written your emotions and no one can express that emotions better than you, right? So scripting, and I'll say that is a story part. Scripting is the most time consuming thing. And then recording is a flow of emotions or your words. And in interview, the research part is the most important thing. And when you're done with your research, you're familiar with the guest or the topic, then you can go on easily. And both the things are doable, but they require a time.
They require a time, as with everything in marketing, right? So there are no shortcuts
here. Yes.
And especially when it comes to podcasts, this is a long-running medium. You can't expect to just let it be on its own. You have to really craft your strategy and move forward. So, yeah, perfect, Simran. I was thinking maybe as the audience is listening to this, if they have any questions, any particular questions related to scripting and pre-production, they could write in to us. And maybe in the next episode, we could just take the questions, audience questions, and see what problems or what hiccups they are facing when it comes to the scripting part of pre-production.
Yes, we can do that. And that would be more interesting to actually, answering the questions which people are facing.
Right. Because I think, everybody is in different stages. And especially when it comes to podcasting, there is so much in equipments and mics and scheduling. And scripting also is one tiny piece of that puzzle. So yeah, let's take on audiences' questions next time. Apart from that, it was a great conversation. And let's continue our pre-production series in the next one as well.
Yes, exactly. We'll continue this.
Okay, take care, Simran. Bye-bye.
Bye.